This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
With 2 full days of questioning, we've seen that our Democratic colleagues have very few questions, actually, to raise about Judge Barrett's qualifications.
Let's review our progress so far.
Have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
You condemn white supremacy, correct?
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement related to this kind of conduct?
Ever hang around the gymnasium?
Have you ever, under the influence of alcohol, questioned the teachings of the Mormon Church?
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It strains originalism if the clear wording of the Constitution establishes a right and you will not acknowledge it.
Well, Senator, it would strain the canons of conduct, which don't permit me to offer off-the-cuff reactions or any opinions outside of the judicial decision-making process. It would strain Article 3, which prevents me from deciding legal issues outside the context of cases and controversies. And as Justice Ginsburg said, it would display disregard for the whole judicial process.
Thank you very, very much. You've been a lovely, lovely witness.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I respect
and
all
I
of you.
And I wish you would respect the knowledge that goes into getting meeting the needs of the American people. But again, you've been on JAG defending the administration all this time.
Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Always the case, but we're not even close to the good.
All right, let's see what happens. Thanks so much
for
joining us.
Thank you for your sensitivity to our constituents' needs.
Give me a...
Oh. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. And this is from Axios. This is an interesting stat, especially coming from Axios, a very left-wing publication. Since August 31st, Biden has answered less than half as many questions from the press as Trump, 365 compared with 753. And remember, you know, most of those 365 questions were of the variety of, if you were a tree, what would you be?
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
That's
right. Be specific.
As opposed to Donald Trump. How do you feel about killing all these people with COVID-19? That's according to a tally from the Trump campaign, which the Biden campaign does not dispute. Does not dispute. Biden went almost 3 months without taking any questions from beat reporters. And again, beat reporters is not like in the traditional sense of asking tough questions like you would normally think of a beat reporter in the old days. These people are all fawning sycophants.
You mean like ABC Mary?
Yes, exactly. 844-500-4242. One last thing, 907. Hey, Howie, texting from the frigid north of Anchorage, Alaska. Looks like those long winter nights are about to get a bit lonelier for newly resigned Democrat dictator. I mean, Mayor Ethan Burke. Ethan resigned? Oh, no. He went to Harvard. He sent some Carlos Danger-like texts, or should I say sexts, to a female anchor who seems a little on the crazy side herself. She was arrested for assaulting her news director at the station. But he's resigned? I thought this was an enhancer for him to have done this. Oh, we'll have to get some more information on that, Grace. I hate it. I hate it when a guy was born in San Francisco and went to Harvard College has to resign as mayor of Anchorage, Alaska. All right. Hunter Biden hasn't had to resign. Oh, that's right. He doesn't hold office. He's just an influence peddler for his old man. All right. Time now for the chump line.
Let's give a big round of applause for this year's October surprise, Hunter Biden. Woo!
Yeah, but you know, comes the recurring question from yesterday: if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, did it really make any noise? And the same thing with a scandal: if Facebook and Twitter refuse to go near it, let it out, if the mainstream media won't touch it, is it really an October surprise or is it just an October dud? We'll see. The Chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding everyone, especially Howie, that you can only leave Chump line messages from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. But you can be like Taylor, Teddy, Linda, Christopher, and many others and leave your Matthews Carol submissions any time of the day or night at MatthewsBrothers.com and click Matthews Carols.
I dare say I heard you recording one earlier, did I not?
I did.
We've tried a couple times. The fourth time, I think, is going to be the charm for Howie.
I thought the third time was fine, wasn't it? What was wrong with the third time?
There were a few extra syllables. It's supposed to be Jingle Bell, so it's really got to follow a specific beat. And you kind of deterred from that. You're an artist, though, so, you know, we can't rein you in.
Will there be a blooper reel?
Yes, 100%, Taylor.
Thank
and I think
God.
You'll really enjoy it.
Thank God.
Hey, Howie. Can I hypothetically get me a used computer here?
You know, if this does bring down Joe Biden, remember the famous line from Richard III, my kingdom for a horse. This is my kingdom for a repaired laptop computer.
Yeah. Refurbished Mac.
Down the tubes. Just like Carlos Danger. And you could make the argument he brought down the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2016, and now another wayward computer by a pervert, owned by a pervert, is going to bring down Joe's, perhaps.
Let's hope.
Yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed. Pray.
Howie, Hunter just cannot get a break. The time-traveling hacker stalks again. travel back in time to put that email on there. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but this was how is he going to blame it? He can't blame it like Joy Reid did or Steve Scully did on the time traveling hack, the Twitter hack. Who do you blame this one on?
Well, maybe the hacker is also part time photographer and took some of those photos.
I'm telling you, you've seen some beat up hobos if you walked in the streets of any major U.S. city over the last 10 years, but Hunter Biden is right up there with the scariest ones. And he's got the cigarette dangling down. His eyes are totally vacant, and he's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. And then, of course, the picture of him passed out with the crack pipe next to him on the pillow. That's a Christmas card photo, I would say.
I've seen some really scary tweets today from women who are like, honestly, Hunter's pretty cute.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying. Charlie Manson had, like, girlfriends when he was in prison, so.
No, yeah, I mean.
Look, I'm not comparing the two, but just saying women like anybody, really.
Yeah, I mean, look at those guys, the guys who get married. They're doing life for chopping up their family with an
Joe
axe.
Joe Karsanayev.
Yeah, yeah.
Household-haired guy.
Yeah, they all have these groupies, these prison groupies. By the way, Bruce from the Mets heard some of the auditions because we were doing them on the live stream. Said, with your many, many talents, you can't sing a lick. Just saying. Okay, thank you, Bruce. Thanks for not backing me up.
I thought it sounded all right. It was on key.
The manufacturer part got Howie. America's oldest window manufacturer, are we? He threw in a couple errs.
But then the third time, I got it okay, I thought.
I think you said Matthew Brothers.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Taylor. He forgot the S.
It's one T, but there is also one S.
Hey, when Chuck Berry did the Brown-Eyed Handsome Man, he said 2-3 the count and nobody on. Or 3-2 the count and nobody. Anyway, he got it wrong. Whatever he said, he got it wrong. And they didn't do another take for that.
Are you comparing yourself to Chuck Berry?
I'm just saying that you don't have to redo the whole song just because you blow a line.
Count Basie also did one more once. He left that in.
See? There you go.
Howie, Anthony Fauci calling. In recent days, there has been a spike in toe infections in Florida. We must do our part by wearing closed-toe footwear, keeping our feet socially distanced, and shutting down all businesses with floors. Together, we can slow the spread of black COVID.
I was with you until you said shutting down the businesses. I'm wearing closed-toe sneakers when I go out on my bike ride in the morning so as not to offend anybody. I'm also not wearing a mask, which seems to drive some of the rich women crazy that are going there. They want it. They see me coming and they put on their masks. I'm tempted to start coughing like I was doing last spring when people were pulling that. Do you think I should start coughing again, Grace, as I ride by these women?
I wonder if people are giving you dirty looks because you're not wearing a mask, or I mean, I've never seen you ride a bike, but you might be like swerving all over.
No, I'm doing okay.
20-year-old Howie and whatever you are now, Howie, their definition of driving old rich women crazy is very different.
I didn't mean that I'm driving them crazy with my sexy body or anything like that. They just see me coming and they put the mask on. I mean, come on. We're outside. I'm not going to die and I'm older than them. They're definitely not going to die. I don't know what they're scared of. It's funny.
By the way, Bob Means wants everyone to know that karaoke carols with Matthews Brothers are supposed to be fun, not necessarily good. So, Howie, all of your takes will be accepted.
Good. That's good.
Wolf Blitz is an apologist for the Republicans about as much as the nattering nabobs of negativity were for Spiro Agnew. Shut up, Nancy.
I know. What an insult to Wolf. Did you think Wolf got any sleep last night? Or was he just tossing and turning? I'm not an apologist. What am I going to do to prove I'm not an apologist for Orange Man Bad?
Hey, Howie, regarding the Matthews Brothers choir, I think you ought to sing solo. So low that no one can hear you.
I didn't come here to be made sport of.
I might help him with one. We'll do a duet.
Can
that
you sing tenor? 10 or 15 miles away? Sorry, I couldn't resist.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
You know, Mike Pence said, it's my favorite Mike Pence quote of all time, you can't fake good kids. What do you do with Hunter Biden? He's not a good kid, is he? And you can't really fake anything else, especially if you've seen these pictures of him. I don't care what the jailhouse groupies say. He's scary looking. All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line, not including weekends. Again, I'm screwing up again. You can leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, soon to be Eastern Standard Time. And we may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, the Chump Line number, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. Again, we may or may not play it. If you didn't hear your message or you want to hear more, go to Chopped Chumps. We post them right before the show ends or right after the show ends every evening around 7 o'clock. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast.
And there were a lot of chump lines we didn't get to today, so Chopped Chumps is going to be extra special tonight.
Extra special, a lot of cocaine jokes, crack jokes, that kind of stuff.
You'll have to tune in to see.
I'm guessing that's the way it's going to go. Someone says President Trump should just tweet out, here's a link to the New York Post today. Are they going to cut that one down? They probably will. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding everyone, especially Howie, that you can only leave Chump Line messages from 1 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, but you could be like Taylor, Teddy, Linda, Christopher, and many others and leave your Matthews Carol submissions any time of the day or night at MatthewsBrothers.com or click Matthews Carols.
Let's give a big round of applause for this year's October surprise, Hunter Biden. Woo!
I'm Howie Carr.
He's
New England's talk radio king is Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the Follansbee Inn in North Sutton, New Hampshire. Do what Grace did and enjoy Kezar Lake, the foliage, and delicious food. To reserve your room, go to FollansbeeInn.com. Special rates for midweek visits.
The 2020 elections have the potential to shape the next decade financially. That's especially true if you're within 10 years of retirement. Is your plan ready? Find out with a portfolio stress test from Kevin Frisbee at Frisbee & Associates. Call 800-989-9100 for your no-cost, no-obligation analysis. Kevin can help uncover any hidden fees that may be lurking in your plan. The team at Frisbee & Associates are up to date on all the latest rules and regulations from what the SECURE Act is and isn't to Social Security and Medicare. Let Kevin and the team give you peace of mind as you get near retirement. Make sure your plan is ready for whatever happens come November. It starts with a phone call to Frisbee & Associates. 800-989-9100. And be sure and catch Kevin on the Howie Carr radio program every Thursday at 3:50 as he reviews the market. Call Kevin now at 800-989-9100. 800-989-9100.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beats Chews. When you purchase two bags of Super Beats Chews, they'll throw in a free bag of Super Beats Chews and a free bag of vitamin D3 Chews. Hurry to www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will ABC ask Joe Biden about his meeting with a Ukrainian at tomorrow's town hall?
No, I don't think so.
96% say no.
They don't have much faith in the crack scribes of ABC, quote-unquote, news, nor do I, for that matter. All right, 844-500-4242. I don't think I've watched anything on ABC since they got rid of Monday Night Football and they sent it over to their sister cable station, ESPN. I think that was like 15 years ago. That was the last I saw of ABC news. It's just all those networks. You know, there was a guy named Newton Minow who used to be the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, and he said in the early 1960s or the late 1950s that TV was a vast wasteland, and he underestimated what it has become today. It's become a vast wasteland, certainly at the network level, no doubt about it. 844-500-4242. Here's Trump talking about fake news, and he's not even talking about this scandal with Ukraine and Burisma. He's talking about another scandal involving Hunter Biden's $3.5 million from the wife of the mayor of Moscow. Cut 21.
Not once have I asked, have I heard the question, not once have I asked why Hunter was able to take $3.5 million from the wife of the mayor of Moscow. Not once have I heard these frauds back there. Not once have I heard the fake news. Not once have I heard them say, $1 billion. If you don't change that prosecutor, you're not getting the $1 billion. And then he goes, whoa, the prosecutor was changed, a prosecutor against his son. Not once have I heard them talking about that question. Can you imagine if we did that?
Yeah, that's what Donald Trump Jr. has said all along. What if I did anything, a one-tenth, one-hundredth of what Hunter Biden did? I'd be in prison. He wouldn't be in prison. He'd be under the prison. Josh Hawley was asking about it today rhetorically of Amy Coney Barrett. What would happen hypothetically if a vice president, et cetera, et cetera? So this is just – we'll see what he does tonight with it. But he's got to bring it up. And, you know – They keep saying, oh, this people don't care about this. Well, they should care about it. This is corruption on steroids. If they cared about the Russian collusion hoax, which was a hoax, was bogus, it was fake news. This is real news. I'm Howie Carr.
Campers, do you have an RV that you're ready to sell? Cold Springs RV can help. They currently have customers looking for used RVs manufactured after 2011. Are you ready to sell or trade in that RV that may just be sitting in your yard? New England's premier RV dealer, Cold Springs RV, is ready to sell your camper on consignment. They have the ability to provide financing, repair, bodywork, detailing, and everything it takes to get your RV in great shape for resale. If you're looking for an RV, get to Cold Springs and see the selection of new and used units available. This is Howie Carr. Go score a deal on a new or pre-owned pop-up, travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome. The 2021 models are now arriving daily, but they won't last long. Cold Springs RV is your destination for all things camping. Their brand new state-of-the-art service facility is ready for you, servicing all makes and models. If you are ready to winterize or just store your camper, Cold Springs RV can help. Cold Springs RV, Route 114 in Ware, New Hampshire. ColdSpringsRV.com.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Do you support science?
I do, and I help my children with their homework when they're trying to learn it.
You're sure of that?
I am sure I believe in science, and I support science.
Do you support children and prosperity?
I support children, seven of my own, and then support others, you know, obviously think children are our future, support children, and yes, I support prosperity.
Do you hate little warm puppies?
I do not hate little warm puppies.
Okay, I just want to get all that clear.
That was Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana having a little sport like Josh Hawley was talking about Hunter Biden. The Republicans are feeling their oats here because they haven't laid a glove on Amy Coney Barrett. Taylor wanted to say something here.
Yeah, the guys at WVOM, the Voice of Maine, this morning invited me on. That was, of course, a great experience. And thanks to Chris Greeley, who's filling in this week for Rick Tyler, for having me on, and George Hale as well. Had a great time and hope to be back again.
You may not have heard about this one, but Joe Biden, Dementia Joe, was at a factory in Erie, Pennsylvania the other day. And so Stumbling Bumbling Joe just sort of announced that he'd heard that the factory was closing, which was quite a bit of unwelcome news to the workers, especially since it wasn't even true. But so here's the Erie TV news trying to straighten out Joe Biden's latest babbling. Cut 28.
Erie News Now has learned a comment made by Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden during an interview with our Ethan Kibbe at his campaign stop in Erie has raised some concerns on the plant floor at Wabtec. So much so, the company responded. Here's what the former vice president had to say.
I heard today that there's a locomotive plant thinking of shutting down here. I'm going to invest literally in high-speed rail. I have a record on that. I'm the Amtrak. We're going to create tens of thousands of good-paying jobs.
Now, in what was not a political statement, rather one to just calm any worker concerns, plant leaders sent an email to all employees at the Wabtec plant in Erie saying, "We want to set the record straight and let you know this statement is untrue. This site and plant are an integral part of the business and our community. As Wabtec's design and development hub, the Erie site is leading cutting-edge innovations."
What a dope.
Does that count as job creation under Joe Biden's plan? He almost destroyed jobs, and then they all miraculously came back in one fell swoop of a memo.
What's he going to do when he starts talking about the stock market and says something like that, and it goes down 500 points, it raises billions of dollars in equity? I mean, what a fool! And the other thing too is, how's that that high speed light rail working out in California? How much did they piss away on that public money before they just decided it was ridiculous. They couldn't build a 20 miles of railroad. They gave up. And now he's promoting it. It's going to be great. It's going to just be fantastic. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. What a buffoon.
He's like Michael Scott. He just goes out there and basically tells people they're going to lose their jobs on bad info. Can't you just picture people's faces? Wait, what? They're shutting us down?
I know. They bring the workforce out to meet the vice president, and he announces they're closing the factory on the basis of nothing. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Howie. You know, the FBI seized that laptop last December.
Right.
Which sadly means that Barr is just as dirty as Ray, who has been hiding it for 11 months. And I'll tell you, there was another situation last year where Horowitz made a deal with a whistleblower to hand over a couple of flash drives. The whistleblower did. No one knew anything about this. However, Ray had the guy's house raided to get whatever copies that he had. He's been sitting on those for approximately about a year. That's what he does. These people are criminals, and it's sad. Trump made a statement the other day that Barr could have been the greatest attorney general of all time. That pretty much says it all. Sorry to hear it. Thank you, Howie.
Well, Barr isn't nearly as bad as Ray. I mean, Ray is terrible. And again, just go back and check out. It's hard to find the statement because it's being buried by the mainstream media. But Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, the chairman of one of the investigatory committees, says that they've been trying for, I think, 2 years. He and Chuck Grassley from Iowa have been trying for 2 years to get these McCabe emails. And this is where they're planning the insurance policy and, trying to frame Trump and railroad him. And Barr just won't turn it over. And finally, they got, I think, 14 of them. 14 of the 300 emails they're looking for. But, you know, the election's in 3 weeks. And they said, well, we're going to give you 40 a month. What does that mean now? You know, they need the things immediately. And Christopher Wray is so bad. I'll never forgive Chris Christie for recommending Christopher Wray to the president. It was just a big mistake. Big mistake. Summer, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Summer.
Hi, Howie. Calling from Cape Cod. I love your show. Listen all
Thanks.
The time. What I'm calling is I turned off my television set 7 years ago. Cut the cable.
Good move.
I know. I did it 7 years ago. Well, since March, though, I moved into an office that has a television set. So I started watching a little TV during the day. And I'm shocked and appalled and stunned on how every channel, every news site, even television commercials, it's a bombardment on COVID. They do COVID flashes. It's ramped up so high. When you talk about those old ladies that are afraid of you, you know, because you don't have your mask on, they're going to die.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for them because how can they withstand this constant bombardment of fear? It's over the top. It's a sin.
Isn't it almost like a religion, though, Summer? You know, they used to, you know, when we were kids, they used to scare the hell out of us, tell us we were going to hell. And I'm old enough, I can remember, they told us we'd go to hell if we ate meat on Friday, you know, and you believe it. But how is this possible when it's a natural phenomenon and you can look at the statistics as to who's dying and who's not dying? I mean, if you just study it for a few minutes, you're going to realize they're selling you a bill of goods. They're trying to frighten you with this panic porn.
Constantly bombarding you with it. And you can't even get away from it. If you have a television, you can't walk away. Shut off the TV. Walk away. It's just too awful. And I understand people's fear, but they got to stop it. They're not going to die.
Right.
And I agree with Summer because you feel bad for the old ladies, and I feel bad for the little kids, because if I were a little kid and this was happening, I know my parents would be saying to me, don't worry about it. It's all political. Put the mask on, but, you know, don't. But some people's parents are looking at them going, do you have your mask? We're going on a bike ride. Put your mask on. And it's like they're going to damage these kids for a really long time.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. It's and again, 30 years from now, they're going to be doing documentaries, and they're just going to or you just want to make a movie, and you want to get a cheap laugh. You're just going to have a still shot of everybody in masks, and it'll set the tone, and you'll remember the hysteria of fools like Andrew Cuomo and Charlie Parker and Phil Murphy.
And one of the best things I heard about this whole COVID thing was someone said, we will all move on past the coronavirus at some point, and it will seem like a distant memory, but these elected officials will never forget how easily we folded and did everything they told us to, and we got crushed under their thumbs, and they're going to have that in the back of their minds, that you know, we listen to what we're being told.
Oh, yeah. We obey.
We obey. Thank you,
it's
Howard.
One thing to listen. It's another thing to obey their ridiculous orders. And I mentioned earlier this whole thing with Gretchen Whitmer. No, it's not going to get any play because it's so stupid. But she announced after the Supreme Court of Michigan threw out all of her ridiculous edicts and the shutdowns for everybody except her husband's boat, that from now on you could buy a drink at a bar, but you are not permitted to stand at the bar and consume the drink. You have to sit down. So apparently she's got some kind of research that shows that the COVID cootie, the virus, will attack you if you're standing up and having a mixed drink or a beer or a glass of wine at the bar, but it will not attack you if you're sitting down. Why doesn't somebody ask her, what science are you basing this on, Gretchen? Can you tell us? She can't, of course. Thanks for the call, Summer. Richard, you're next with how we can. She also announced they're going to take as long as they need to count the votes in Michigan. That's great, huh? Isn't that wonderful? I wonder how long it's going to take. They're going to count them until Joe Biden comes out on top. Richard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Howie. I'm watching the hearings, and sitting next to Leahy, Feinstein looks like Marilyn Monroe.
I don't know. You mean being dead for 60 years or whatever, how long it is? I think that's what Richard's making the point. I get it.
Isn't Richard Leahy in a virtual setting? He's not even in the chamber.
Yeah. It makes it easier for him to freshen up his drink, I think, doesn't it? He doesn't have to go outside or bring a flask into the hearing room. He can just sit there. He just seems totally lost. I don't get it. I mean, why can't they come to work? What are they afraid of? I know he's 80 years old, but still, most 80-year-olds can survive this.
To work? Why can't they pass the torch? Remember we kept hearing that during the Democratic run-ups where they were all saying, oh, during the debates, Cory Booker said, you guys got to pass the torch? Mm-hmm. This is the perfect example. These people, Dianne Feinstein yesterday was talking about how she was in college in the 1950s. That is a sign that you are supposed to pass the torch.
Yeah. No, I remember. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system all week long. Eden Pure is able to do this due to the huge success from Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been tremendous. Eden Pure is passing on the savings to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall. It's really great. Real estate agents have used it, have discovered it. It's a great way to clean tobacco stains out of a house that's for sale. Veterinarians use it in their kennels because it's a good way to clean up pet odors, pet odors and tobacco odors, some of the toughest things to get rid of, and Eden Pure Thunderstorm works perfectly.
And what do we use it for in the office?
We use it in the kitchen.
Because somebody cooks what?
Fish.
Thank you.
Yes. Fish is delicious for lunch, and no one complains anymore. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room or rooms. I saw my daughter before I left for Boston, for Florida, and she asked me if she could have one for her basement in her new home in the suburbs. She asked, does it really work? I said, of course it does. You're not going to believe it. If you bought one for your home and enjoy the big difference in smell, take advantage of the BOGO offer right now and buy one and then get one for your family member that wants one. It's going to be great. That's what I'm going to do with my daughter, Carolyn. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word HOWIEBOGO. Howie Bogo. That's EdenPure.com, and with code word Howie Bogo, shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, located just before the Cactus. From their steak tips and ribs, the Route 1 Grill House has it all. Open now 7 days a week for both outdoor and indoor dining.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
And I didn't realize he was on the board till after he'd been on the board.
So what's he going to say now? He can't remember? I mean, who's going to dispute that he can't remember? He can't remember anything. He can't remember what office he's running for. He can't remember his name sometimes. He can't remember how many times Trump has been elected president. So how the hell is he going to remember just having some shady character from Ukraine brought in by his coke-addled son into the office? They're not going to indict him for perjury, that's for sure. Sad, sad day here in Alaska, the 49th state. Anchorage mayor resigns after acknowledging relationship. Try not to let this destroy your faith in Democrats or Harvard graduates. The mayor of Alaska's largest city has submitted his resignation 4 days after an anchor woman at a local TV station threatened to report he had posted nude photos of himself on a website. Ethan Berkowitz initially denied the allegation, but on Monday acknowledged he had an inappropriate relationship with Maria Athens, the anchor at a Fox ABC combined station. It is with profound sadness and humility that I resign as mayor of the municipality of Anchorage, he read in a statement Tuesday night, as a small but vocal crowd stood and cheered his resignation. My resignation results from unacceptable personal conduct that has compromised my ability to perform my duties with the focus and trust that is required. The saga has been the buzz of Anchorage that it started when the anchor woman, I guess she's been fired since then or banned from the station, posted a video on a Friday on her Facebook page the same day the station barred her from the studio. In the video, she claimed she would break a story that night claiming Berkowitz had posted nude photos to an underage website. She later also posted what she thought she said was a photo of the mayor's nude rear end.
Oof. Audio. So she must be kind of little crazy, huh?
I think Fatal Attraction is the movie you're thinking of, Glenn Close. audio of a profanity and racist-laden voicemail also surfaced late Monday in which a woman who identified herself as Athens, and who rattled off her network affiliations threatened to kill Berkowitz, who was Jewish, and his wife. The audio of the Friday morning phone call to Berkowitz was obtained by the online blog The Alaska Landmine. The relationship started when Athens, who's from the East Coast, said she was feeling isolated in Alaska. He gave me attention when I was lonely, she said. Stop me if you've heard this one before. While declining to say whether the texting relationship ever became physical. As I said in a tweet I put out about this guy was born in San Francisco, went to Harvard, is a big Democrat, even though it's a nonpartisan office, mayor of Anchorage. And he is also a big Michael Bloomberg guy. So he was the full package. 844-500-4242. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara. Go ahead, Barbara. You there? No, Barbara. Major Dad, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Major Dad.
Yes, Howie. First, I want to talk about China just briefly. What they did, and nobody's talked about it. I'm surprised Trump hasn't. What that was payback for him getting us on an equal footing with China as far as trade.
Well, he doesn't want to say it as a conspiracy theory, but the way he refers to it as the China virus, I mean, it's kind of easy to read between the lines, isn't it?
Right, yep. And you know what? Rather than calling Biden Sleepy Joe, let's call him what he actually is. He's an oxygen thief. He's breathing up good oxygen somebody with a functional brain could use.
He's sleazy, Joe, Major Dad. Thanks for the call. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike, quickly.
Hey, Howie, you know, this is getting worse with this Hunter Biden. You know, we've seen the extent that Biden will go to cover this kid's butt with foreign governments. How many times has this happened that we don't know about with other foreign governments?
Yeah, you know, Rudy has mentioned these countries, you know, some of the breakoff republics from the Soviet Union. And he also, I think he said something about Romania. There was some kind of racket going on in Romania, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if Biden hadn't ran his mouth at the Council on Foreign Relations, we probably never would have known anything about this.
I know, but that's how crazy he is. You know, I mean, he goes to a factory and tells the people they're going out of business. I mean, that's crazy. That's irresponsible. Hoist by his own petard, Grace says. Yes, it's a good old phrase. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Hey, Howie, I see you got a haircut again.
Yes, I did, Grace. It looks good, doesn't it?
It definitely looks better than that haircut you got a few years ago before you met the president. Remember that bad buzz cut, Howie?
Geez, you love bringing that up, don't you?
Well, I just think that your bad haircut was a true testament to the wonderful work of Dr. Hines at DiStefano Hair Restoration. Because even though you looked crazy at the time, your hair grew back, and now you look as dapper as ever.
That's true. Dr. Hines did such a wonderful job on my hair. I love waking up every day not worrying about bald spots or a dreaded comb-over. I now have a thick head of hair, and the best part of it is, it's my hair. Getting a DiStefano hair restoration was the best decision I ever made.
Well, besides hiring me, right, Howie?
Like I said, Grace, it was the best decision I ever made.
You heard him, guys. Go to hairman.com to get the hair you've always wanted. Get hair like Howie's. Go to DiStefano Hair Restoration. They have 5 locations in New England, and they are open for business. That's hairman.com.